Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go. A little special edition of Game Time without Boomer Esiason, as we have our Hungerthon winner, John Pelicano, in-house here. And remember, BT, to entice the bidders like John, I said, you know what? Do a baseball card World Series head-to-head with BT when you come in studio. Mm-hmm. So here we are with John. Nice enough to be in here again, hanging out, John and Joe Pelicano, so we appreciate that.
John's good, by the way. What were we doing with the Immaculate Grid? Is that what it's called there, John?
Immaculate Grid.
We were messing around during the break there, so I can tell John's got a pretty extensive baseball background.
So here's what
background.
I did. Two packs,
nice.
ten cards in each.
All right, okay? Let's go.
John, you choose which one you want. Okay, John's going to go with this one. BT, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I think we should start
with
the
guest. So, John, you know how the
myself,
game works, right?
Okay.
Oh, you want to start with the guest?
Nah, that's okay.
You want to go first, John?
I think John should go first.
Yeah.
John cut the big check. He's saying that I should show us the way.
Yeah, right. I'll go first. Yeah. I gave him the choice of pack, and now you're going to go first.
All what right, year are we doing?
1984.
Okay, 1984.
This is your wheelhouse.
Usually. Yeah.
You usually dominate.
Yeah, I mean, usually pretty good, but you never know.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
10 cards.
Okay. And by the way, he's doing 84 as well, John?
Yes. Got it. Jose Cruz.
Astros.
Boom. That's one. Claudel Washington.
What year, 84?
Yeah.
He was with the Yankees, but I don't think he was with the Yankees at this point, Claudel. He wasn't. I think he came more like 87-ish. All right, so I'm one for one. Claudel Washington. Possibly a little Seattle. Possibly a little Padres. Where was Claudel at this point? Jeez. Braves, actually.
Nailed it.
Nice.
That's a good one because when you start going over all the different teams, you drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Two for two.
It was
so
good. Good lefty hitter, good alpha. I like Claudel.
Would you have gotten those, John?
No.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
So John's in trouble.
And now you just gave BT.
John.
I can see the confidence shift in BT right now. Now he's liking this. Rick Peters.
I'm going to say pitcher. I think he was a pitcher. Texas Rangers?
No. Outfielder, Oakland A's.
Completely off base. Two out of three.
Randy Bush.
Padres, I think.
Twins.
Mm.
Did he play with the Padres
Bush.
Later? Early in his career. I do remember the
player.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's hard to forget Bush.
Dave Anderson.
Dave Anderson.
I was only trying to avoid that because we got John in here. My guy.
Come on. Like,
John saying, John, you want to tell everybody the reason why you've been on the show?
The best show on WFAN.
There we go, John. He loves that we talk some sports. And then here's BT talking Bush.
No, I'm just reacting
Randy
to the
Bush.
Card.
Randy Bush,
of course.
Okay.
So,
Dave Anderson.
For four. No, Dave Anderson was a pitcher, also a great writer for the time, sports, Xavier grad. Boy, I do that a lot during these games. I noticed that. Yeah, now that you pointed, that's in my head. Dave Anderson, I'm not entirely sure. Was he a pitcher?
No.
Ooh.
Infielder.
Ooh. Brewers. I don't know.
Dodgers.
Oh, okay. Right. Don't remember.
Two out of five so
this
far.
A couple of obscure ones in here. Two out of five.
Danny Darwin.
Danny Darwin was a pitcher for the Astros or the Rangers at this point. Hold on. Danny Darwin. He was definitely a right-handed pitcher. I know that.
That is correct.
I think he was on the Rangers. I think he was a pitcher.
Good pull. My guess would have been the Astros. He was on the Rangers in 1984. He must have gone to the Astros after that. Let's see.
John, how you feeling over there, buddy?
Oh, you got three so far, BT. Well, I mean, you know.
You didn't know any of the ones that I got.
Here's none. Here's one.
New Danny Dalton.
Did you really?
Okay.
Attaboy. Okay. There you go.
You would have guessed Rangers? You would have guessed Rangers for now? Okay, yeah. Lou Piniella.
What year?
84 tops.
Oh, Lou's still with us.
Of course.
Come on, Lou.
When you say us, you mean?
There's only one us.
I want to hear. There you go. The Yankees. Okay.
There's only one us.
Charlie Lea. I always get this. L-E-A. Just answer the question.
I mean, you're just looking like you're 12 years old, Charlie Lea.
What is it? Leah? L-E-A. I mean,
well, there was, I don't know how you spell it. How do you spell it?
I just said
L-E-A. How I spell it. How do you spell this guy's name?
Charlie L-E-A.
L-E-A.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of like Lee Ilya, but Lay.
I think it's Lay, not Lee. But
Pirates? I don't know.
Expos.
Don't know that
for
guy.
For some reason, I feel like I remember
Is it
him.
Charlie? No, that was Steve Rogers. I don't remember him as a pitcher. Looks like he's 70 years old in that picture, by the way.
Wow, here's an interesting one.
No, wait, okay.
Frank Viola.
Frankie V at 84 was, let me see, hold on, he had to be, all right, it's obviously before the Mets. He had to be a Twin.
He was, correct.
Yeah.
Just look at how young he looks in that.
Fresh out of St. John's, baby. Out of Johnny's.
All right, so that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five for nine?
Last card right here.
I'd like to nail 6. I feel good about that.
Tom Bergmeier.
I'm seeing Seattle. Trying to read his reaction when I say I'm seeing Seattle. Gave me nothing. Poker face, Sal.
I know you don't know it. I can't be giving it away.
No, I understand. Bergmeier?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Seattle.
Bergmeier? No, yes. No, Oakland A's.
Okay.
Close with your West Coast theory.
Yeah,
but no.
5 for 10.
Five for 10, halfway home. Yeah, all right, John, you ready to go
better,
here?
Been worse.
Sure, let's go.
Couple on tough ones there.
Let's go. Let's see. No cheating here.
Yep.
All right, first one for you. Let's see.
John, you think you're going to win?
It was a tough pack.
Do I think I'm going to win? You had an easy pack. Yeah.
You think so? How many would you have gotten?
What do you mean? You said you didn't know the first couple that I got.
All right, here we go, John.
Oh,
ready?
I hope this is tough.
This actually is tough.
Okay, good. Make this man suffer.
It would be tough for me. I see maybe 3 or 4.
Let's go. Right. It's what John sees, not what you see. Let's go.
Butch Weiniger.
Oh, come on, dude.
Twins.
Yankees. Now you got to remember, 84 tops, yeah. so it's on the card.
Yep.
What number did Butch wear?
Butch.
27.
Now, see, John's a little bit older, so he obviously skews.
I got you.
And Butch Weiniger, a longtime twin from 70. I can't see. Crap.
He came to the Yanks, I believe, 84 or 83 was his first year. Because Rick Cerrone was still there in like 82 or so.
76. But I get the feeling, like, you hear Butch Weiniger, he thinks twins automatically.
Makes sense.
But 1984 on
the...
Well, you told me
I should be playing a 60.
Yeah.
Well, I said 68, so I was trending toward the 70s.
So I had to come up to 84. You know?
I got, well, we don't have cards in the 60s, but if we did, you'd probably win.
Those in, yeah.
Oh, for one, John.
Biff Pocaroba. P-O-C-O.
If you know this, you can host the show.
I've never heard of this guy before. Biff Pocaroba.
Me neither.
Biff Pocaroba.
Have you heard of him?
What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe he was in the league for a while.
He was in the league for a while.
Yes.
1984.
I would venture to say, I'm going to give you a hint. I don't normally
don't give him hints.
No, he was a backup catcher, I would venture to say, because he played, I'm just looking at his, a long time backup catcher with one team.
I could see on the back of his card, a long time backup catcher with one team. Biff was a 192 career hitter with an OPS of 512.
That is incorrect. Atlanta Braves.
All right. What team is he on?
Braves. He was with the Braves from 75 through 84.
So he played with Hank Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, maybe. Too bad we don't have Hank Aaron's in here. All right.
0 for 2.
Mike Proley. P-R-O-L-Y.
He has a no. Don't look, though. You look at his son, Joe. Joe's like 28 years old.
This is tough.
Joe's like, where's my cell phone? That's all I care about. I got to swipe to the right.
Mike Proley.
Have you heard of him before?
No, never heard of
him. All right.
Minnesota.
No. Good. Decent guess. Cut.
I mean, John, you going to get any right
here? Don't start smack talking.
Woo!
All right. Steve Kemp.
Okay, here we go. I know you know the name.
I know the name.
You know the name.
Detroit.
See? Again, skewed older.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees
at this point.
Yankees.
Yeah.
Now, at least, all right, so you're in the ballpark. Yeah. You got to think. The whole origin of this, John, just so you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For me, thinking about the players when I was a kid opening the cards and having the memory of them on that particular card.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you could do it with, you grew up watching them on TV, whatever. But for you, you're going to say Steve Kemp was a Tiger because he played there from 77 to 81.
I'm pretty sure that Steve Kemp was in the lineup when we're getting through the no-hitter on July 4th, 83. Like he came
Yankee
to the Yanks in 82. Yeah,
point.
There you go. 0-4.
All right, let's see. Willie
just to give the score.
Willie
again.
McGee.
Sorry, John. Oh, come on, bud. Here's a layup for you.
Well, I know who he played with. St. Louis.
There you go.
Attaboy, okay. Johnny.
Willie McGee on the board. Benny Aiella.
Ooh. I know the name.
You know this one?
I know the name. I might not know the team.
Spell
I know the name.
Spell it for me, the last name.
A-Y-A-L-A.
Yeah.
A-Y-A-L-A.
I may have thrown an extra L in there, but I was in the neighborhood.
Aiella.
A little different. I know you've been out there listening, John, thinking, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then you get
that's
hit.
Easy, John.
Oh, I could do that. PT and salary idiots. I know that. I could do what those guys could do.
Well, you're in here. It's a little different story, is it not, my friend?
Oof. Now you're getting hit from him, too.
I'm getting it from all sides now.
It's a tag team, dude.
Benny Aiella, what do you got?
Milwaukee.
Baltimore. Did you know that one?
I did not. I would have got that right.
Mike Lacoste.
He was a pitcher.
Yes,
that is correct.
He was a
so
pitcher.
You know.
Yeah, these names are crazy, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, like
the
these images flooding from your childhood, like we're watching a random game or whatever it might be.
Detroit.
No, Houston. Greg Minton.
Oh, I know this one.
Greg Minton. Pitcher also.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, all right, John.
You're there. You're in the ballpark.
Atlanta.
No, Giants. No, Giants, right?
Yeah, longtime Giant. I'm sorry, BT. I should have let you guess that right there.
One for eight, John.
Doug Frobel. F-O-R-B-E-L.
Let's put it down. One for nine soon. Once he reconciles that he doesn't know it, then he just stops wasting time on this one.
Man, where did you
There's
get
no
this
chance. Well, 1984.
From the
store. I mean, it's 1981.
One for nine.
BT
come on,
did
Johnny.
Have a couple layups.
Just say,
he did have a couple.
Pinella, Viola, Claudel Washington.
No, Claudel was not a layup. Claudel bounced around a little bit.
Okay.
Twins.
That is incorrect.
One for
Pirates.
Nine.
Last one, Bob Stoddard.
He was a pitcher. I know this one. I think I know. Well, maybe I don't. I think there was a Tim Stoddard, too.
Oakland.
No, I was going to say Orioles.
Seattle.
Nope.
All right, well, 5-1. It happened.
Well, John, not a bad showing, buddy.
Hey, look,
one
tough
for 10.
Fact, if you've listened to the segment, I'm sure you have. It happens.
It doesn't happen. One for 10 happen. That's never happened.
And also, you chose... You know, I gave you the choice. I held up my hand. You chose poorly, unfortunately, John.
I did choose poorly.
Hey, you know what? Next year, you win the bid again on the Don. Little rematch. John's going to go home and study. Matter of fact, if you win again next year, John, you bring your own pack. You bring whatever year, or you select the year, we'll try to get it.
1968.
There you go. See, we're bringing 68.
What year would you pick,
the fool with you, BT.
No, I'm saying, like, may I ask how old you are or not?
I'm 61.
Okay. All right, so you're 61, so something in the... early 70s might really be in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Give me a year. If you had to pick the optimal deck where you're like, I'll crush it. Going 72, going 73-ish.
Anywhere between 72 and 75.
Are you a Mets or Yankees fan? We didn't ask
you. Mets fan.
Mets guy.
Go. Good guy.
Jets
One
or Giants?
Jets.
Attaboy.
Rangers, Knicks.
All right.
Fired up. All right.
All right.
Well, there you have it. John Pelicano helping us out here. The winner of the Hungerthon.
We got some news. Hold
we
on
have
a
some
second.
Breaking news.
There is someone that will be absent for game one of the New York Rangers.
Who's that?
Sam Rosen. He's going to go to a bat mitzvah. So you're going to have Kenny Albert filling in.
Huff, what? Don't do that to us. Why are you doing that?
Well, that's news.
What's wrong with this guy, BT?
I don't know. A lot. Let me answer directly. Aren't they? But, you know, so he's got a bar mitzvah. All right, he's great. Didn't they catch some heat for play? They have a game on Passover. The Knicks do, right? I think they do.
That does suck. I'm going to miss Sam on the call. I know. Well, now maybe. Well, whatever. Kenny's fine, but it's just
not Sam. No, need to take a knock at Sam, but he's not. It's not the same.
Well, it's better than what I was. I thought he was going to say like Panarin or Zibanejad. I started to freak out.
But here's the thing, though: is if they win without Sam, do you really bring him back?
Yes, Shesterkin is going to a bat mitzvah. He will not be available on.
I will come back. Get more of your calls, and on the other side, get back to the Knicks talk. 877-337-6666. Right now, let's get you updated. Here's Andrew Bogut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.